today is hashtag Bell Let's Talk Day.
Right.
Where every time you go and use that on social media, then Bell will throw another nickel at the cause of trying to, you know, just improve the lives and eventually, you would hope, end mental illness.
Yeah, and there's other ways as well. You can like their Facebook page as well. They'll raise some money through that. Also, if you're a Bell Mobile customer, they'll raise money through that way as well.
There's just so little that we know about it. It's such in such of the early stages of trying to understand mental illness. And part of the problem is that there's just so many varieties of it as well and how it affects people in different ways as well. I have a personal experience in that my dad is mentally ill. He's bipolar. With that behavior, there's highs and there's lows. When he's high and he feels like he's on top of the world, he feels like he's invincible. I kind of describe it as being a bulldozer. He's just... That's what he is. He's a bulldozer. He's very destructive. His behavior's erratic. His mind is just firing nonstop. There's like 1,000 thoughts a minute. When he's talking, he doesn't even ever really finish a thought. It just continues into a different... He gets distracted, and all of a sudden, he's had a 12-minute conversation, essentially with himself, even though he was talking right at you. His mind just never rests. That must be just... so exhausting. We've all been there. We're just laying down at night and you want to sleep and you feel tired, but your mind just keeps you awake.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine experiencing that just nonstop day after day after day. That's what I think it's like. I can't speak for him specifically. I can only speak as, you know, his son, I suppose. Then, you know, you seem like your mind's just on the go, and then the inevitable, it just crashes, and it just crashes hard, and it's a depressing low. He experiences a lot of shame because of his behavior when he's on his high, because he's very destructive. He ruins relationships with family and friends. He's just very combative in that situation. He goes on spending sprees where he'll just rack up massive amount. I don't know how my dad has a credit card. I really hate credit card companies, to be quite honest with you, because he seems to always get one.
Yeah,
when
they probably take advantage of him.
This last time, he ends up with $20,000 in debt. He doesn't have a job. He doesn't have a dime to his name. How does he even get a credit card and do this to himself? And he has got nothing to show for it. I got a pair of socks from my dad, which I always ask for and love. That's what I want for Christmas. But I don't know what he spent it on. $20,000 is gone. And this is the kind of behavior that he does when he's high. And then he feels complete shame for it. And he's embarrassed by it. When he's high, he wants to be around everybody. Unfortunately, his behavior, you don't want to be around him. And when he's low, that's when you really want to be there for him, and he doesn't want to be around anybody. Now, medication can come into this, and you help balance that. Problem is, it's hit or miss. It's very experimental in a sense. You don't know. It's trial and error. You got to, hey, we hope that this dosage is right and that dosage is right. And it's, no, okay, it's not. And then you adjust, and sometimes it takes weeks or months to figure out and find the nice balance. Problem is, when he has that balance, he's in a situation where he blends into the background of society, and you feel like, okay, he's not being erratic and that's good, and he's not low and low and suicidal and that's great. But the problem is his thought process is that he's very foggy. You ever get in that when you're maybe having a sickness or something, your brain just doesn't feel right and you feel really foggy?
Sure.
That's what he's experiencing when he's under medication. And so he gets tired of taking it. And so he just quits. And then it all repeats again. He goes on his high. He hits another low. Last summer, he tried to take his own life. He swallowed a bottle full of pills, painkillers. And, you know, thankfully, my stepmom was there to catch him just in time and call the paramedics. And the paramedics said he was about a minute or two away from his body completely shutting down. And they managed to pump it out of his system. But the struggle continues. He thought that was a good wake-up call and he would never, ever go through the process again. Weeks later, he checked himself out of the hospital, refused treatment, went on another high, racked up the 20 grand in spending spree and in debt, and then crashes completely low, and he's back in the hospital again. And it's just an ugly cycle that you have to go through, and a lot of people will have to suffer through and probably could relate to. And you know, we just need to understand it a bit more. And hopefully I want to try and, you know, rip the shame that he feels out of when he's experiencing it.
Well, I heard this morning that actually when you talk to doctors, more people are going to doctors. First time this has ever happened, more people are going to doctors right now because of mental health issues than they are going for other ailments. First time that's ever happened.
I got a neighbor who always, like once or twice a year, will take a mental health day, she calls it, and she'll skip out on work. And it seems like she's playing hooky. But she said, you know, I just need a mental health day. I need to take it easy, and I need to relax and recharge my mind.
Right.
I can go and do my job, but, you know, maybe I just need a day off. And, you know, you're doing your employer probably a favor in that sense. And I think more people should maybe explore doing this. Take care of your mind. It's just another part of your body. And I try to explain that to my dad. Don't be ashamed by it. You know, if you had a bad liver, would you be ashamed by that? No. You know, if you had a bad kidney, would you be ashamed by that? No. Well, it just so happens that your brain isn't working properly and it's just not firing properly. There's a chemical imbalance, whatever the problem may be, you know, you got to get rid of that shame out of it.
It is Bell Let's Talk Day. They're asking Canadians to speak freely and openly about mental health issues today.